8:36 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Currently 71 degrees. We're not experiencing rain currently here at our Southside studio location, but we are under cloudy skies, and we are expecting some more rain before we see the sun later this afternoon. WILS's Mike Ellis will be up with us in about 6 minutes to give you the latest details on that information. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Vikram Iyer, who is the special advisor to the Undersecretary of Commerce, and he's on the other end of our line. Vikram, how are you?
Pretty well. Good morning, Tony. I wish the weather over here was a little cooler as it sounds over there. It's a little too sweaty in D.C. this morning.
Well, hopefully our weather's coming your way and will cool things off a little bit. Something that is kind of heating up in the city of Detroit is the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office plans to open its first ever satellite office in Detroit. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. And not only just plans to, we actually just did last Friday. We had the official ribbon-cutting ceremony with Mayor Bing, as well as Senators Carl Levin, Debbie Stabenow, and a number of members from the Michigan Congressional delegation. You know, Tony, this is a particularly exciting time for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because this is the first time in its 200-year history since Thomas Jefferson was the first patent examiner that we've ever had a base outside of Washington, D.C. So not only is this bringing new, high-skilled, high-paying jobs to the city of Detroit, but we're also, for the first time, able to give inventors and entrepreneurs and risk takers of our countries that live in the Midwest and live in Michigan or live in the Detroit area a chance to directly interact with our office in a way they've never been able to before.
How will this office be able to bring in high-paying, high-tech jobs?
So just for our office to be able to execute its core mission in the area, these are patent examiners, judges that adjudicate cases if you feel that your patent is being violated by another person. That alone will bring 120 jobs within the first year. We have about 40 that are currently on board as of today. And then between now and next July, we plan to ramp that up to 120. But what's perhaps more exciting and really will require us to continue working with the local Detroit community and various, you know, Michigan partners throughout the state is really the follow-on innovation that we have the potential for here. So, for example, when we first brought our patent office to Washington, D.C., you saw like this little gravitational pull that it had where law firms started coming closer to the patent office that specialized in intellectual property, where venture capitalists started coming closer by to invest in innovators and their products. So as we continue to build out our operations in Detroit, we're going to really rely on working with the city, working with local economic development commissions, working with local incubators to come up with new and inventive ways that the patent office won't just do what it does on a daily basis, which is issue American patents, the strongest currency of innovation in the world, but also come up with new ways to see what does the Detroit inventor need and how can we better serve him or her.
Vikram, how long of a commitment have you made to staying in Detroit?
Oh, we're here to stay. This is just the beginning. And what's really also exciting is we have marked three other satellite locations in addition to Detroit, also pretty historic for the office. We're going to open offices in Denver, Dallas, and Silicon Valley. And last week, the Secretary of Commerce, Dr. Rebecca Blank, and the Undersecretary, Dave Kappos, went to all those locations, talked to the communities, and there's really this energy of excitement in each of those communities, as you can imagine, just like there is in Detroit. But the most interesting thing, and that really makes Detroit the strongest presence as far as all these offices go, is that every city, when they look at how this new patent office is going to conceive of itself in their town, we're all looking at Detroit as sort of the baseline and flagship model. So all eyes are on Detroit, and we have every intention to make good in creating the best sort of innovation ecosystem we can.
Why did it take so long to open another office outside of D.C.?
You know, at first it was just a matter of this is just the central locality where all patents come into. A lot of them are digitally submitted through the internet, so it just seemed to work with a concentrated receptacle and database out in D.C. But over time, we really did have this vision, and I really have to give credit to the Obama administration for envisioning a nationwide workforce plan. And there were initial visions to bring this out to Detroit 2 years ago, but obviously, as we've seen over the past several months, there have been some congressional difficulties as far as pinning down our budget. But last September, President Obama signed into law the America Invents Act, which is sort of a sweeping reform to our nation's patent laws, and that created the budgetary structure for us to not only move ahead in Detroit, but also expand our nationwide workforce to those three other locations.
So how busy do you think you're going to be initially? How many folks do you think you'll be seeing and working with?
You know, we plan to be very busy, and it's going to be quite a challenge, but it's something that we're really up to and really excited about. You know, when we opened the office last Friday, there was a lot of energy and excitement in the room, but that's really just the beginning, because with this comes a whole new host of responsibilities on us, not just to be able to work seamlessly with the Detroit office, with the Denver office, the Dallas office, and the Silicon Valley office, and back in D.C., but really to figure out, like I said, how can we continue working with the local innovation community? So if you have an idea of how we can better serve you as a Detroit resident, as a Detroit entrepreneur, the onus is really on us and the challenge is on us to work towards that. And so it's a challenge we're really excited about.
Where's the office located? How many square feet do you have? And how much is it going to cost to operate this program?
Yeah, so it's about 29,000 square feet, and it's located right on the river at 300 River Place. The annual operating cost of that is actually going to kind of vary based off of how many examiners we bring on board. Like I was saying, we're at about 120 total staff. That includes patent examiners, judges, and support staff. That's certainly a floor, not a ceiling. So it is going to vary over time. But I will say this that I'm not sure all the listeners are aware of, is that the Patent Office is one of those unique government agencies that doesn't cost the taxpayer a single dime. In fact, our entire operating cost is based off of the patent application fees. So the people that submit their ideas and get use out of our agency are the very people pouring money into it. So we're pretty excited about having a funding model that can directly serve the people and the inventors that need to use it.
All right, Vikram, I'm a part-time DJ, and I've got a great idea for some technology. If I wanted to get that patent, what's the process and what's it cost me?
Okay, so it is going to vary kind of depending on whether or not you want to trademark the technology too, but the first process is to go to USPTO.gov. It's a fairly seamless website. You click under the patent section if you want to file a patent, or if you want to patent the name Tony Conley, trademark that name, then you go to the trademark section, and it'll just walk you right through it. There is a filing fee that varies based off of the size of your business, but if you're just one man, Tony C, that wants to do it, we're actually under this new law that President Obama brought in, offering a whole host of discounts, both small business discounts and even further micro-entity discounts. So a lot of exciting changes for the independent inventor, and a lot of changes making the whole process easier.
We've been talking with Vikram Iyer, who is a special advisor to the Undersecretary of Commerce. We've been talking about the first ever satellite office for the U.S. Patent and Trademark. It's in Detroit. Yeah, Vikram, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tony. Take care.
8:45, currently 71 degrees on this Thursday morning on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.